to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Ambition is the path to success. Persistence is the vehicle you arrive in. That's a quote by Bill Bradley. And why is that quote so important today? Because I want to talk about the power of one. You may be going, what the hell is the power of one? I mean, what are we? Are we on some spiritual capsule? Are we on some spiritual journey? No. You know, what we do in sales is actually a really simple process, right? We have a product or a service. We engage with buyers. We help them achieve a better outcome. And we move to a point of decision and a transaction takes place. That's ultimately what happens. But the reality is getting buyers into the pipeline and having more and more conversations so that we can mitigate the risk of not hitting our target and all that stuff that comes can actually be a real challenge. And engaging with buyers today is harder and harder. And why is it harder and harder? Some might say it's easier, but I'll tell you why it's harder and harder. It's because there's so much damn noise out there. We're competing with a whole variety of things, not just competing with our competitors or the status quo, but we're competing with all the other interactions that the prospect and the customers are having. There's so many different platforms. There's so much happening in this world. And even that people are working from home and you think they have less distractions, there's more distractions than ever before. But the power of one is a very simple concept. The next time you're about to mark a lead as close lost, you're about to say, this person I've reached out to 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, doesn't matter what your cadence looks like, ask yourself, what's one thing I can send them that'll help them today? Because that one thing could be the difference between you just marking them as closed lost in your CRM or piquing their interest for them to want to know more. And that could be the difference between you just ticking off a piece of data or building an incredible relationship with someone that'll help you be the very best you can be. I don't share many stories on my podcast about my past sales life, even though I'm selling today, right? But I did that. I did that power of one about 11 to 12 years ago with a very senior person from a very large organization. And I almost closed it off because he would not return my call. Voicemail, email, text. I mean, we didn't have many more channels. I mean, I did use LinkedIn, but he wasn't very active on that platform. And I chose to do one more. I chose to give him some sort of info that I thought he'd find valuable. And as it turned out, it did. And he called me back. And last week, on Friday night, I went to see the Australian Open, the semi-final. Awesome. It was finally great to be out, smashing a few beers, had a burger. I mean, how good was that? Good chicken burger. And I was sitting with the man that responded to that piece of information. We'd become incredible mates and we've been on an incredible journey together. And at the time, I signed one of the biggest deals in my career, around $8 to $10 million. It was the biggest deal in my company's history. Over 40 years they'd been around. It's because of the power of one. Now, you might be saying, but hang on, you know, we can't apply that to every single opportunity. The reality is you can. That's in your control. We talk about in control, out control. That's the stuff that you can control. You can't control if they respond. You can't control if they engage with you. But you can control your activity. You can control the info you put in front of your buyers. Now, I want you to ask yourself a question, a self-assessment question. Are you following up with your prospects or your customers just for the sake of following up and ticking a box? Doesn't matter inbound or outbound, okay? Because inbound, people go, the power of inbound. Inbound's gold and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? That's all bullshit because I work with some pretty big companies that spend some serious coin on inbound and they're getting 1, 2% conversion. You might say, yeah, it must be because their sales process is shit and their salespeople are shit. No, it's not. It's because inbound is not the bucket of gold what everybody thinks it is. So the reality is, inbound or outbound, it doesn't matter. My question to you is, what are you doing in your follow-up? What are you doing to earn the right and engage with your prospect to get them to call you? What are you doing to make a change in their life? What are you doing to make a positive impact on them? Because if you can't answer that question, and the question is, well, I'm sending him a really nicely crafted cold email and I've got a really good pattern interrupt in my phone call, because that's all great, but that doesn't create value. That doesn't help them choose you. All that does, it stops them to read or listen to what you have to say. So my message this week is really clear. The power of one. All it takes is that one extra step. All it takes is that one piece of content. All it takes is thinking a little bit differently and thinking about, how can I have a positive impact on them? How can I make them think, wow, I need to talk to this person? So if this is a message that's resonated for you, or you think somebody needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this. We bring this content to help you be the best sales professional you can be.